Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
I appeal to you, brothers, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be united in the same mind and the same judgment. The year was 55 AD. The place was Corinth, a small land bridge or isthmus connecting major trade routes of the ancient world. Corinth is described as a cosmopolitan marketplace with a diverse population made up of settlers, travelers, and slaves. A cultural melting pot which provided many different opinions, a place where people could be heard bartering in Latin, Greek, and other languages for things like chickens, hogs, cattle, and goats. It is no wonder that this melting pot would also have a profound impact on the recently planted churches in the Mediterranean region. The congregations that St. Paul had planted upon the clear confession of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of sins were being challenged from within like an aggressive cancer. Luther put it this way: things had become so wild and disorderly that everyone wanted to be an expert and do the teaching and make what he pleased of the gospel and sacraments and faith, all the while letting the cornerstone of the Christian faith drop, namely, that it is Christ who is our salvation, it is Christ who is our righteousness, and it is Christ who is our redemption. I wonder if the young church had outgrown these central truths. Maybe it had lost its shine. Maybe things weren't exciting enough or stimulating enough. I'm certain it is nothing that a well-played set of bongo drums coupled with maybe an awesome praise band or maybe some liturgical dancing in the aisles couldn't have fixed. I appeal to you, brothers, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree and that there be no divisions among you. Unfortunately, these early divisions wouldn't be the last. The road to heaven, which has been set before us along another sacred road we call the Via Dolorosa, doesn't always lead to the place of the skull, where it was Christ himself who was crucified. It was Christ who shed his sacred blood upon the cross as the propitiation, the full payment to a just God for your sins and mine. Indeed, it is unfortunate that the church has become a melting pot of often good-intentioned people who have chicken-souped the Via Dolorosa and its culmination on Calvary's Holy Mountain into a purpose-driven practice of diminishing and perverting Christ's gospel for their own gain and personal fulfillment. It is also unfortunate that the divisions or schisms within the church did not end in St. Paul's lifetime, nor is it likely they will end in ours. Think about that for a moment. 400 short years later, after Paul wrote this letter, which we heard today, the church would go through its first schism when approximately 600 bishops met at a place near Constantinople to discuss the person and nature of Christ. I appeal to you, brothers, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree and that there be no divisions among you, 600 years later, the church would again split in what has been called the Great Schism, and this time the issues were large, huge, ecclesiastical rivalry between Constantinople and Rome. Is the Nicene Creed valid? The Filioque, where does the Holy Ghost come from? Should we use leavened or unleavened bread in the sacrifice of the Mass? Can the priests be married? Must they grow beards or be clean shaven? I appeal to you, brothers, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree and that there be no divisions among you. 500 years later, another split would happen when Luther, Calvin, Zwingli, and other reformers would take on the Pope. For the record, Luther was the only one who was mostly right. During the years following the Reformation, there would continue to be splits. In 1900, it is estimated that there were 1,600 different Christian denominations worldwide. By 2012, that number had reached 43,000. It seems some of the issues within the house churches in Corinth have found their way even into the mega churches of today. I appeal to you, brothers, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree and that there be no divisions among you. Last but not least, our own LCMS would scatter during the 1970s during a schism known as Seminex. The great LCMS split based upon false teachings in St. Louis, Missouri. I appeal to you, brothers, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all agree. Unfortunately, we all know that will never happen this side of our eternal banquet in the presence of Christ. The sad fact is this: even our own LCMS congregations continue to cannibalize themselves from within because of our sinful nature. The best advice my now 80-some-year-old pastor gave me while I was on vicarage was this. He said, kid, never take a call to a church called New Beginnings or Peace Lutheran Church, or we didn't like the choir director, Lutheran Church, or a visitor sat in my pew and used the hymnal I bought, Lutheran Church, etc., etc. But seriously, the challenge we face today follows us beyond the narthex and into our daily existence, where unfortunately much of this world lives in the shadows of Eden and the filthy soot and ashes of Sodom and Gomorrah. Homosexuality, same-sex marriage, abortion, bartering over murdered babies' body parts, divorce, adultery, pornography, terrorism, beheading of Christians, the list goes on. Man finds himself entangled in an endless pursuit of self-fulfillment instead of trusting and following and living in the salvation which is yours in Jesus Christ. St. Paul warns that it was Christ who we should follow and not our own empty pursuits. He said it was Christ who was crucified for our sins and Christ who has made us spiritual descendants of a covenant which reaches back to the beginning of creation, a chosen people who are descendants of hope and promise which stretch forward over and around the great schisms from eternity, from Eden to eternity. Even as this world seems to be collapsing around you, you can proclaim with confidence the fate of your soul, knowing that all which he has redeemed, Christ, now rest firmly and secure in the loving hands of He who is the Good Shepherd. Nothing can separate you from your hope in the future because of your belief in Jesus Christ, who someday will return, and when He does, He will restore all who have trusted in Him into a perfect relationship with Him and His promise. And there is good news in that. As a Christian, count yourself as one who is a citizen of God's kingdom, not this divided world, working and praying for that day when God's will is done on earth, indeed, as it is done in heaven. You hunger and thirst for righteousness. You are a spiritual soldier in the struggle for justice and peace. You offer yourself in service, even as Christ was a servant to the lonely, the poor, and the oppressed. Your life is a testament to the power of His love, a monument to the enduring meaning of truth, compassion, forgiveness, and faith. And finally, lastly, most importantly, as a Christian, you are someone who lives today in the riches of the Spirit, not the ashes of this world. You live by faith, knowing indeed that Christ was crucified, resurrected for the forgiveness of your sins. So you are redeemed and released from the worries and the fears of this world. In fact, as Jesus said, you are becoming perfect, as your God in heaven is perfect. Because your identity is safe and secure in Jesus Christ, you have hope for today and faith for the future. Dear friends, yesterday indeed is history. Today is a blessing. Tomorrow is a mystery. Yet because of your identity as Christians, a identity that has been established by the love of God Himself, tonight you can rest. Rest in peace, peace knowing that whatever happens in this world, or even our beloved church, your soul is secure. For truly, truly, Jesus said, I am the bread of life, and whoever believes in me has eternal life. So let it be as He has said, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.